Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul truck drivers out there getting the job done. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, we're there as at the Captain's America. And on Twitter, you can find us at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of everything that's over there. And yes, you can actually communicate with us that way if you want to the radio show off the Captain's America Third Watch page, or you can go to the Facebook page, and the group is the Captain's Group. Or you can send me an email, whatever you want to do, or you can call the show. In the meantime, here from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Morning.
Now, 44 people apparently were trampled and killed at some sort of massive religious festival going on in Israel, and several hundred were injured. What the heck was going on there?
Well, it's kind of a ceremonial event. This is by the Orthodox Jews. This was in northern Israel, and, you know, they have to, according to their doctrine, they have to be buried within 24 hours, so they had to kind of they have a big mess on their hands with the volume of people, and then trying to reach out to the family members of those that were not only killed but injured. But it's kind of apparently there were some stairs, and there was some kind of movement, and so the people in the first part of it, I think, tripped and descended down these slippery metal stairs, and then the people behind them kind of went over them and over them and over them, so it turned into just a horrible, horrible, horrible mess. So it's bad, but this is kind of an honor thing that happens every year, that they have this event for somebody by the name of Rabbi Yochai, who is a second century sage and mystic that's actually buried at this location. So it's the location and it's the event itself. But nonetheless, yeah, it looks like 44 are dead and more than 150 that are injured. So they've got a fairly sizable disaster on their hands.
Well, now, there's a lot of stuff that's kind of coming out of this Rudy Giuliani shakedown, whatever you want to call it, yesterday, where they went to get the electronic information that Rudy had at his place for whatever case they've got they're trying to build. But His son, Andrew Giuliani, who you see on Newsmax TV a lot, right?
Okay.
Well, you do. He's a contributor over there. I guess you don't watch that much. But he's usually on in the afternoon, and he contributes a fair amount of time over there. He has announced a possible run for governor in New York. Now, believe it or not, he's getting a lot of notoriety, and all of a sudden, a lot of contributions are coming into him. So if they were going after Rudy, it backfired in terms of the son, Andrew, who may wind up running against Andrew Cuomo.
Okay.
So isn't that funny how that worked out?
Well, this is kind of an event that we need to pay a good bit of attention to with what they're doing with Rudy Giuliani. This is a very disturbing situation here.
Yep.
I'm not sure I understand it. I've been trying to figure it out. Why, you know, they were going to do something last year, and Bill Barr didn't sign off on it.
Yep.
So, something has, you know, come up, I guess, since then that they decide to pursue it. But what's particularly interesting is that Rudy was all too happy and offered to fully cooperate last year. You know, tell us what you want and I'll bring it over to you. So there's something afoot here, because not only is it Rudy Giuliani, but they wanted specific communications, apparently, that Rudy Giuliani had with John Solomon, the investigative reporter that did such great work on all things Russiagate.
Right.
And I would argue is still doing that kind of work. Now, the search warrant came out of the Southern District of New York. Rudy ran the Southern District of New York. He was the boss there years and years ago. And our Attorney General, Merrick Garland, and Chris Wray knew about it. They don't have to sign off on it, but they actually knew that this was happening. So
okay.
They got the heads up.
Hold that thought. All right, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it, and that's a combined total of terrestrial and radio listeners, too. Podcast. And by the way, our podcast just celebrated 250,000 subscriber to it on 63 different podcast sites across the country and around the world. If you can't find us, it's your fault, not ours. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, and let's not forget about the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic when you got aches and pains. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. So you don't forget also that your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country in the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're conveniently located on North Ford Avenue in North Tampa, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide open to some other savings. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. That's FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
So, a major decision by the Supreme Court, which I don't quite understand why they did it. It's because of one word. We'll get to that in a minute. Where they sided with an illegal immigrant facing deportation due to the single word, they.
Now, the word was A.
Oh, yeah, A. Okay, A. I'm sorry. A, like Canada. A. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Apparently, there's some kind of law or something on the books that says that there's supposed to be some kind of advisor, a warning or a letter or a something or other. And in this case, the word A was not used in the letter or in the instructions. I don't know. I haven't seen the decision. But this person had more than one. So I can't explain it. I'm not going to try and explain it unless I read the decision. And I'm probably not going to do that. But I'm pretty disgusted on this one. The good guys didn't vote in the way they needed to, as far as I can see.
Yeah, well, so here we go.
Maybe again. We don't have any good guys in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, here we go again. By the way, Governor Whitmer, who Ron Edwards likes to call Governor Whitmer, says that she's not going to fully reopen Michigan until 70%. Of the Michiganders are vaccinated.
Yeah, how about that?
Isn't that amazing? Where'd she come up with that number?
I have no idea. Maybe, you know, CDC or maybe the unions are putting pressure on her or something. I don't know.
Well, we had two states this week that got rid of the mask. The last one was Maryland, where they had reached 60% of the people in their state had been vaccinated. So there's no more masks in the open areas. They are allowed still in the enclosed.
Unless you're Biden.
Huh?
Unless you're Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Look in his pocket.
Yeah. Well, Biden, of course, he couldn't find his mask yesterday, which was really kind of funny. His wife was looking all over the place. I saw him looking under the podium, which is where, you know, a lot of people set things because there's a little lip there. Even the Secret Service guy came up and looked and all said, oh, your dad's in my pocket. But he got upset about that one.
This is the leader of the free world.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Makes you wonder. How about Georgia?
It makes you embarrassed.
How about Georgia? Now, you got a son that lives in Georgia, right?
Yep.
So the Georgia Secretary of State, Mr. Raffensperger, urged Joe Biden to stop playing political games over the Georgia voting law and just let Georgia be Georgia.
Yep.
So what's your son saying about that up there?
Well, I mean, he's not very happy. I mean, he's not happy at all. I mean, my son's one of these that's just saying, you know, there's a lot of corporations that have a very large footprint in Georgia.
Sure.
Georgia Pacific being one of them. And interestingly enough, they've been very quiet on all of this, and rightly so. But you got Coca-Cola. You got WTBS, Turner Broadcasting. That's a good, you know, that's a fairly sizable footprint going on there. You got Delta. He's not happy at all. And I would say that there's an awful lot of people in Georgia, including Democrats, that are not happy with this. And, you know, the interesting thing is that many years ago when I was president of my son's high school football booster club, I had the largest footprint of concession stands at the Georgia Dome.
Right.
And I got to tell you that when you take away those kinds of concessions or you take away that kind of business, like with the All-Star game.
Sure.
It's really a sad thing on who is losing out. I mean, churches, in order to raise funds.
Right.
Take over those concession stands. There's the guys that run the parking. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing. And, I saw firsthand, you know, other organizations that virtually, you know, make their money for survival and for nonprofit fundraising out of things like this. So, you know, shame on Stacey Abrams and Warnock.
Yeah, no. And Oscar. Now, Joe was in Georgia yesterday, Duluth, Georgia, and he made a comment about, you know, even Stacey Abrams could be president if she wants to be. He made that comment in passing.
You know, I'm pretty convinced that this guy has no idea what he says. None. I don't think he knows who these people are. I don't think he knows what they have done. I think that he is given a little cheat sheet. We've seen the little cheat sheet that he carries.
Yep.
And that he's supposed to mention, you know, X number of people.
Yep.
Or he's supposed to mention whatever, and he does. And I don't think he knows what he's saying.
Most everybody in this audience agrees with you. I'm sure. Yeah. By the way, I got to mention this before we run out of time. The University of North Carolina in Asheville now is holding meltdown sessions for students who just want to scream, kick, and punch away their frustrations on systemic racism. Oh, boy.
I gotta tell you, I've been to Asheville many times.
Me too. Billy Graham.
You know, certainly for the Biltmore House and all that other kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's a sad. I guess it's the Austin, Texas of the whole place. I mean, it's a sad liberal place. It's pathetic, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. By the way, not to be outdone, but New York City aims to fully reopen on July 1st after more than a year of closures and capacity restrictions. And Bill de Blasio, the mayor, said that they're citing the satisfactory progress in its vaccination program. We're really ready to bring New York City back. And who doesn't agree with that? Governor Cuomo. I'm serious.
I saw it. I read it. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I don't understand what these governors are really doing. I can't answer it. I can't explain it.
And beware what you wish for in Jacksonville. They got Trevor Lawrence, number one pick in the NFL, and Tim Tebow tried out for the tight end position yesterday. He could be coming back. Yeah, he could be coming back. All right, you have yourself a great day. We'll talk to you tonight.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things she writes. And I'm coming back with the Military Veterans News segment. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaking at a drive-in rally in Georgia, President Biden touted his jobs, infrastructure, and tax proposals, including paid family leave. He says he knows why this is important. He told the crowd how he spent many years as a single father after a car crash killed his wife and young daughter. He said his parents and siblings had to help out with childcare.
No one should have to choose between a job and a paycheck or taking care of themselves, a loved one, a parent, or a spouse, or a child.
He says he wants the U.S. to provide up to 12 weeks paid family leave to parents like him who had no other option. Despite objections from activists, Democrats, and corporate leaders to reject any new restrictions on voting, the Florida legislature has passed an election bill. The new bill limits drop boxes compared to current law. It now heads to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis for a signature. This is USA Radio News.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And this portion of the program, the military and veterans news, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, their website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Their phone number, 800-659-2080. We're going to let them tell you about themselves, and then we'll tell you where they're located.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for those of you that have been regular listeners of the show, you heard me talk about National Aviation Academy for the better part of about 4 years now, and they definitely are someone that I would recommend for anyone looking for a long-term job with unlimited earning potential. And I mean exactly what I'm saying, and I'll explain. You can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And you can go to work anywhere in the world on aircraft, anywhere in the world. And in some cases, working around the world will get you a six-figure salary right off the bat, if you're able to do that. Otherwise, you start out at around $60,000 a year here in the U.S. of A., and you work your way up, and away you go. And you can always get overtime and whatnot on top of that. That's just the base salary I'm talking about. So here's what you do. You want to take a tour of one of their two campuses.
They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. So you want to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, you do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. You can also check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But either way, ask to take the tour. You'll be able to meet students. You'll be able to meet teachers. You'll be able to find out about the financing. If you're a veteran, post-9/11 or pre-9/11, there will be some benefits there that you'll be able to use. They'll tell you how to do that. If you're not a veteran, they have the standard educational loan that you can get, which is pretty much the same anywhere. So there you go. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, get the white gloves treatment. Well, I'll tell you, there's been a spike in Russian aircraft intercepts training the U.S. Air Force crews in Alaska, because every time you turn around, here comes another bunch of Russian planes. Now, they've been intercepting record numbers of Russian aircraft off North America's west coast, which, to say the least, has stretched a lot of the Air Force limits units thin, according to a three-star general in charge of the region out there. Now, the Russians are doing this on purpose because they want to see what we're going to do. And they do it in other parts of the world, too. But Alaska, you can pretty much count on it almost every day of the week at any time of the day or night. And then we have to scramble our jets and away they go, and here we go. Now, the president, in case you didn't hear it, made a comment. He says, the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan shows American leadership. Well, excuse me, Mr. President there, sir, number 46, but a general who I have a great deal of respect for, David Petraeus, yesterday came out and elaborated on the fact that this could be a serious, big-time mistake that we will live to regret for years. And I have to agree with him. Now, I'll explain why and what. And I'm not saying that we got to keep a bunch of troops in Afghanistan, but I'll tell you what I'm thinking. Now, removing U.S. troops from Afghanistan won't endanger national security, but still will demonstrate American leadership by halting the cycle of endless armed conflict, so says President Joe Biden. He argued that in his address to Congress Wednesday night. Well, there's just one little problem. Do you think the Taliban are going to play by the rules? What do you think the Taliban are going to do to all those women that have been westernized and aren't wearing burqas? What do you think they're going to do? Well, if they don't kill them first, they're going to demand they do that. They're going to torture the hell out of them and do whatever, make them into sex slaves and all the other crap that they do with the women over there. And here we go again. So where are the women's groups out there when it comes to that sort of stuff? And if you don't believe me, go do a little history on the Taliban. That's number one. Number two, instead of just pulling all of our troops out of Afghanistan and moving them to God knows where, why don't we move them close by to one of the other stands that are there that are our allies? You've got Kazakhstan, you've got Kurdistan. You know, why don't we put our troops there and have them in the region so they can respond if they need to certain things? Now, nobody's talking about all the contractors we have in Afghanistan, too. Do you think they're coming out of Afghanistan? Nope. Nope. Now, not all of them that are there are military contractors, but a fair amount of them are military and security to guard the American interests that are there and the Afghan interests that are there, because they can't trust their own people. But what's going to happen is we're going to have a backlash, and there's going to be a lot of bodies, I'll just put it that way, a lot of bodies left after we leave. Now, as far as who they're going to be, A lot of them will be Afghanis, especially the ones that have been following us in the remote villages, because the Taliban are going to come in and make an example out of them. And that's what's going to happen. It's a shame, but it's happened before. It'll happen again. And General Petraeus made it a point to mention that. Now, lawmakers also have launched their latest effort to piece together comprehensive legislation on veterans' toxic exposure illnesses with the goal of providing a clear path forward towards the start of the summer. And there's been plenty of that over the years. By the way, the U.S. Coast Guard has launched an investigation into alleged inappropriate conduct by the former Command Master Chief of the Coast Guard Academy. Officials confirmed that. We'll see what happens there. And a Pentagon tester has warned that the U.S. Navy currently does not have a well-defined strategy or funding for testing to determine whether or not radar and self-defense systems on board many of its vessels can stop anti-ship cruise missiles, according to the Pentagon's acting director of combat testing. Well, great time to find out now, isn't it? By the way, the submarine USS Jefferson City departed Joint Base Pearl Harbor, Hickam, Hawaii, for the Indo-Pacific in parts unknown. They'll be on patrol. And an American military contractor, who, by the way, had not only worked in Europe, but also had worked in Iraq and Afghanistan, has been sentenced to prison for her role in a theft ring, for stealing a truckload of supplies at a military installation in Afghanistan to be sold on the black market. Wow. Unbelievable. By the way, when asked about alleged Israeli sabotage of Iran's nuclear program, the NSA's Jake Sullivan referred to certain kinds of activities that are unhelpful. Really? Sabotaging the Iranian nuclear program is unhelpful there, Jake? I think not. I think it's very helpful. Because Israel is not going to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And every time they get close or closer, you hear about something else happening to their facilities. So don't think that's going to go away. It's not. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and he's got a lot to say today because we've got a lot of financial stuff to talk about. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and Kathy Curtis is going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we get over to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that owned Relief Factor, gave me a website where people can go and take advantage of the 1995 3-week quick start. But let me first tell you, for those of you that don't know why I take it, there is a reason. I used to take some hardcore narcotics for the swelling I have in my left leg and ankle and foot and knee because of the ankle replacement I had and the injuries I suffered at the World Trade Center, which I still have problems with. And because of the inflammation I have that comes and goes, as it feels like, not as I feel like, I decided to try something that was 100% drug-free, and I found this product called Relief Factor. And I've been taking it for about 5.5 years. Now, what it does is it goes right straight to the source of the pain, and it either lowers or eliminates the pain altogether that I have, and it also gets rid of the inflammation that I have in the ankle and the foot and the leg. And it's because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that happens to be in the product. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to help your body heal and do what it needs to keep things moving along, if you will. People that have arthritis, rheumatism, and bursitis swear by this because it works for them. And you can find out what it'll do for you for $19.95, the 3-week quick start, by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and I'm telling you, it'll work for you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning, how are you?
Not bad. Listen, in one of Governor Ron DeSantis' top priorities here in Florida in the legislative session, the Florida Senate passed a measure to crack down on social media companies a la Twitter, Facebook, that would remove users from their platforms, in particular removing political candidates or people that are in elected office. Now, this went along party lines, 22-17 in the Senate. It's going to the House. It's Senate Bill SB 7072. And, of course, DeSantis made this a priority issue after decisions by Twitter and Facebook to block former President Donald Trump from their platforms, who, by the way, lives in Florida. Now, that's the key thing to all of this, because if you're in Florida, the social media companies would be barred from removing political candidates or elected officials from their company's platforms. If they violate the prohibition, they would face fines of $100,000 a day for statewide candidates and a $10,000 a day for other candidates. Do you think we'll get their attention?
It's interesting. I'm curious to see, because I'm sure that the social media companies will probably sue based upon this. They'll probably be caught up in the courts. For some time, and this is kind of going to be really interesting to see where this ends up. This, you know what this sounds to me? This sounds like a future Supreme Court case.
Exactly. I agree. I totally
agree.
We'll
see what happens. Yep. I mean, and then if it does that, that'll set some precedent for other states as well. Interesting.
Yep. Well, Jumpin' Joe Biden went to Georgia yesterday where he couldn't find his mask. Gee, it was in his pocket when he got done with his speech in Duluth, Georgia. And he made a big pitch for his huge spending plan, and he got booed. He got booed.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Yes, I was really paying attention when he goes and, you know, goes on the, I know he's going on the road to kind of push this entire thing.
That's right.
But this, you know, this idea out there that this spending package is somehow going to work is patently absurd. I'm going to talk about it at great length this weekend on my program, more on a societal level. I'm like I said, call me old fashioned. I'm not a believer that we should be trying to convince, you know, parents to drop their kids off at the government school at 2 and 3 years old and then go back to work. I think you need to have a parent home. I always came home. My mother was home when I left for school. She was home when I got back from school. And that's the ideal. Whether you want to believe it or not, you can sound as progressive as you want to be out there. I'm sorry. The ideal is to have a parent home. Now I understand that there are certain situations where parents, they can't afford to do that. Okay. But we shouldn't be encouraging something that is not ideal.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, of course, back in the day when I was growing up, Mom was always at home. And, by the way, when she wasn't at home, she was working with Dad on the farm.
Yeah. And listen, this is we go from study after study after study, and I talk about this all the time, the fact that in today's day and age, where you're trying to divide people by race and all of these things. The reality is it's parental privilege. If parents care, if parents are involved in with their kids, parents are nurturing their kids and their kids' lives, the kids are going to grow up great. That's just the reality of the situation. Now, they have a much greater advantage, okay? You talk about equality. No, not everybody. This country is not equality, because certain kids are brought up better than other kids. And that's what we should be encouraging. We should be encouraging parents to raise their kids properly.
Now, do you know anybody or have you been recommending anybody to buy stock in these vaccination companies? And the reason why is because the world is fixing to spend $157 billion on COVID-19 vaccines by 2025.
Well, you know, pharmaceutical companies make up, you know, always a part of our portfolios, not to mention the fact that the technology behind these vaccines is more than likely going to lead to some other vaccines for other ailments. You know, remind everybody that these vaccines are, you know, 20 years in the making. They just didn't start up over COVID. The type of technology that they're using, they've been developing for a long time.
By the way, a poll done, 71% of the U.S. voters say illegal immigrants shouldn't get a dime in federal aid.
Well, I don't think that they should either. I don't believe that illegals should get any of that. But, you know, they're not going to probably need aid because they're coming here and they're working. The Americans are not going back to work because Americans are taking all of this unemployment and aid, but these jobs need to be filled. and illegals are filling them. And that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, here's one for you. Do you eat fried chicken?
It's been a decade or two. It's not that I don't... But they don't like it, but it doesn't taste good. It's just, you know, one of those things that I probably shouldn't eat.
Demand for fried chicken in the United States has gone out of sight, and there are shortages as we speak.
For fried chicken? I mean, you can fry any chicken. It's just an overall chicken shortage.
That's right.
I mean, that's the issue. That's just fried chicken. I heard that something yesterday that they were talking about, that there was some sort of issue. Maybe it had to do back when they had to shut down some of those plants.
Correct.
Early on during COVID.
Yep, they had to throw all that stuff out.
Yep. Yeah, so with the play catch up to some degree, it won't take them long.
Now, Amazon's profits tripled during the pandemic boom, and it continues to be way out of sight. No surprise there.
No, it's not. And, I mean, even my family, I've noticed that we're using it more and more. Man, oh, man, I wish I owned a cardboard factory. That's for sure. Stuff that's being shipped nowadays and dropped off. It's fascinating. It really is. Even some of their services in regards to groceries is pretty, you know, interesting, and how quick that they are in dropping the stuff off and, we've kind of did the work, the math here. Many of the items that we have and serve in our house for our family and for our kids, it's actually cheaper to order it online than it is to get it at the grocery store.
Now, we heard the gross domestic product is now at 6.4% this year. Joe Biden's trying to take credit for that, but the first quarter of the year had nothing really to do with Joe Biden. It had everything to do with finishing up of Donald Trump's numbers.
It's also like taking credit for the fact that COVID occurred and the economy shut down and was eventually going to bounce back.
Yeah.
I don't like it when presidents do this. I don't care what their stripes are. Whether, you know, the idea that it's they're responsible behind all the economic growth. Presidents can do a little bit to slow things down. They can. Stunt. Overall economic growth by, you know, over-regulating, over-taxation. But the economy will grow based upon the American people.
By the way, do you want to get your chauffeur's license, your CDL?
You need a license to be a chauffeur? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do. You have taxi cab and all that. You got to have
Okay.
Yeah, well, because they need truck drivers to haul the gasoline around. They've run out of drivers.
Yeah, you were talking about that yesterday. You're going to start paying them more, it sounds like.
All right. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, catch his program, The Watchdog on Wall Street, on many of these stations that I'm on right now over the weekend. And I'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.